You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance DeScott.
It's great to have everyone back. Thanks for joining me on the Drop Podcast. Now, without any further ado, let's get the drop on the Blues versus the Predators game. Hey guys, we all know the Blues continue to struggle with offense. Their goalie play has been great. Let's kind of go over a little bit of stats here. The Blues have played 15 games. They've scored 33 goals in 15 games. However, if you take two of those games away, and let's look at the 13 games, because in one of those games they scored six against the Calgary Flames, and then they scored five against the Avalanche the other night. So if you're looking at the games besides that, you've got 13 games. They've scored 22 goals. That's not going to get it done in the NHL. That's about 1.6 goals a game. You're not going to win in the NHL with 1.6 goals a game. You're just not. So far, the Blues have scored 33 goals and they've given up 39. And you may say, well, yeah, but their goalie play has not been their goalie play has been pretty good besides a couple games. The Calgary game where they lost 4-1, the Rangers game, the Edmonton game, and the Stars game, especially the Stars game, Jake Allen did not look well. But, you know, they've got to do something to get on the board. So they came into this game, started playing physical, and started things out right away. I know I've been praising Ryan Reeves for his offensive play. Hey, but don't forget, guys, this guy is a physical player and still hits hard.
Shattenkirk walks it ahead, and the puck to center ice. And then Reeves, a big hit.
Man.
He drilled Austin Watson.
He did drill Watson. I mean, I hope you guys got to see this hit. Classic Ryan Reeves just destroyed Watson with a hit. The Blues played physical. They were starting to forecheck well, and it would pay off on this goal by Schwartz.
Now the puck up the middle and kept alive by Parayko. Here's Tarasenko in front. Schwartz shoots. They score! Jaden Schwartz! And the Blues grab a 1-0 lead.
Great start for the Tarasenko line. Great, great start. And after Tarasenko on the far side of the ice had a chance to maybe feed it over to the defenseman Lindholm, he ends up shooting it anyway, which nothing wrong with Tarasenko shooting the puck. No one's going to argue with that ever. But now the play evolves again, and you can see the Nashville Predators have the puck in their possession. Flip it to the point, and an easy keep in for Colton Parayko. And now you see the nice little dish there from Tarasenko. And a quick snapshot. Where did this go in? Glove side. Maybe Ryan Johansson's stick got in the way just as he was firing the puck.
So Jaden Schwartz gives the Blues the lead that they were looking for. Just 3 minutes and 59 seconds into the first period. Blues are playing a little physical. Carter Hutton's playing well. Nashville had a chance or two, but Hutton's keeping him out of the net. Jaden Schwartz, I'll tell you, it's nice to see this young kid get a goal. The Blues signed him to a big contract. They're hoping for some big things, and I'd like to see him get on a roll. He's very capable of getting on that roll. This was Jaden Schwartz's third goal of the year. Tarasenko, great, great passing. His eighth assist, and Parayko, who's played well, you know, and just continues to grow as a defenseman, his fifth assist. And as I said, it was 3 minutes and 59 seconds into the first period. The Blues take that 1-0 lead. Till late in the first period when Nashville would get a great chance, but Carter Hutton came up big.
That was broken up. Here come the Predators. Arvidsson, drop pass. Josi right in. And a pad save by Hutton. And now Ellis a drive, and he whistled that one wide. He can really shoot it, and he missed the goal.
Can he ever?
So the Blues played an awesome first period. They get out of it, and they're winning 1-0. Things are looking good for them. They continue to play well in the second period. They continue to have chances after chance. Pekka Rinne came up big, including this save to keep his team in the game.
Now pouncing on the loose puck is Yashkin. Yashkin, toe drag, drives to the net. Wraparound stopped by Rinne!
Pekka Rinne is playing well against the Blues. Although the Blues are winning 1-0, he has kept Nashville in this game, making great save after great save. This is why he's a top goalie and why Nashville has kept him for a long time as their number one goalie. His old backup, Carter Hutton, was probably thinking, hey, you're not going to outdo me. I can make some great saves too, and here's one of them.
Well, they work it low. Ribeiro in the circle. Ribeiro to the net. Blocked by Bollmeister. Forsberg right on. Oh, what a save by Carter Hutton on Forsberg.
Wow. He read that beautifully. Boy, the penalty killers have done an excellent job in front of him. But then when it sneaks through, both Jake Allen and Carter Hutton have been just absolutely outstanding. Bollmeister with a good job. They found the seam. They finally found the seam in the slot, the most dangerous area of the ice. Good block right here by Jay Bollmeister, the right side of the back part of his pants.
Awesome save by Carter Hutton and a great play by Jay Bollmeister. You know, I've been negative with Jay sometimes this year, but he's played very well in the last several games for the Blues. You can't blame him for any of their losses because he's played very well. The Blues would continue to play very solid defensively in front of Hutton. They'd get their chances to try to put him past Pekka Rinne. Nothing would happen. It's getting close to the end of the second period. With about a minute and a half left, you're thinking the Blues are going to go out of the second period with a 1-0 lead, but it was not meant to be. Nashville gets on the board.
Sends it wide. Yastin takes a hard hit from early. That really got the crowd rankled. Here's one out to Yonkor. And the wrist will score! Cali Yonkor ties it with the wrister for the slot.
Starts with a battle on the wall right here. Irwin pinches down. Yonkor chips it down deep to Colin Wilson. And then it looked like a blind backhand to Yonkor in the slot. Quick little release. And watch him beat Carter Hutton.
Yarncrack gets a late goal. Beautiful setup, just right in front of the net. Nothing much Hutton could do about it. That was Yarncrock's second goal of the year. Wilson gets his third assist, and Irwin gets his second assist. Wilson played a pretty good game for Nashville. And, guys, just a minute and 34 left, 18 minutes and 26 seconds into the second period. The Blues leave probably a little deflated after playing well and taking this lead and playing well defensively in the second period. They come into the third period tied 1-1. The Blues came out in the third period, just did not look very good at all. Nashville had a step on them, sad to say, and they scored two quick goals just with a little under 4 minutes left in the third period.
These two teams in this building have been shutouts for one team or the other. That breaks that trend. Ribeiro looks in front. Got Neal, and he scores! Another big-time pass by Ribeiro, and James Neal gives the Predators the lead.
Here's the play deep in the Nashville zone. Smart play, quick up by Irwin. Ribeiro, stop it there, guys. Watch Ribeiro take a peek into the inside. He sees Neal busting hard down the outside. Neal, awkward play, takes it in the back of his stance right there, but still has the presence of mind. Watch him choke down on the handle and lift it up and over Hutton. James Neal, all of a sudden, somebody's on a 30-goal pace, his fourth of the year.
Neal gets the goal on a great pass by Ribeiro. You got to appreciate that skill to get that pass across there. And it was Neal's fourth goal of the year. Ribeiro's got a sixth assist. He also played well for Nashville tonight. Aberg gets his first assist. And like I said, just the first goal of 2, 3 minutes and 44 seconds into the third period. And the Blues are falling back on their heels at this point. Nashville takes a 2-1 lead. That would not last very long. Nashville would add to it just about a minute and 6 seconds later with the second goal by Yarncrock.
So Ribeiro with a great pass. Pontus Oberg, his first point in the NHL with the secondary assist. And another one! Got the Yarncrock! He's second in the game! And the Predators have taken a 2-goal lead!
What a response! What a shift! Fisher does hard. He is pushing down hard inside the zone. And watch this play right here. Stop it there, guys. Look at that play right there. Forsberg is going to blow up steam, strip the puck from him, and then feed it into Fisher. Fisher finds Yarncrock, and not that dissimilar from his finish earlier, second period action.
Yarncrock gets his second goal of the game and gives the Preds a 2-goal lead early in the third period. the Blues just couldn't come back after this. They had a couple chances. Pekka-Rinne played well, and they just couldn't get anything past him. And the Blues end up losing this one 3-1. That last goal by Yarncroc is third of the year, assisted by Fisher, his third assist, in Forsberg with his 9 assists. Forsberg played very well for the Predators this year. And their Blues scoring woes continue, guys. I think the effort's there. They continue to work hard. They're putting pucks on the net. Either they're making these goalies look really good, or they're running into some hot goalies. Could be a combination of both. Before we get into the final stats of the game, let's go ahead and hear from some Blues players here in Upshaw and Bouwmeester with the press conference they had after the game discussing the Blues' lack of scoring.
You know, spending five, 6 minutes a night on the PK, especially our D, it's tough. So, yeah, you know, we got to be better, stay out of the box. A lot of it's, you know, simple penalties that we can correct. So, you know, it's a difference in the last couple games. We got to fix it.
You guys got the early goal today, but the thing, you needed like a second goal to...
I thought we had a good first. Even second, we carry most of the momentum. We lost, we kind of lost our edge towards the third. It was almost like we came out with a lull in the beginning of the third when, when the game was on the line, we weren't capitalizing. We were, losing battles, and, they scored, a couple big goals. So,
well, it's something I think we stressed that we have to do less of, take penalties, and, we did a good job killing them off. We haven't had we've been pretty good penalty killing all year, but, I guess it plays into momentum, that sort of thing. But, I don't know, overall, we just need to find a way to score a little bit more. And that comes from doing a lot of things, just being more competitive, getting around the net, that sort of thing. So, I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Do you feel like you're getting ample opportunities again, and just it comes down to a case of finishing plays off?
A little bit. I think at the start we had some shots, some traffic, with some good energy, and then I don't know if it was penalties or just the way the game goes, kind of let up a little bit. So, it's there. We had, you can go back and look. We had lots of chances, but great chances, I don't know. There's still a lot of work we need to do to get those really good chances and from that get momentum. And, like the game the other night when we kind of broke out, it was because, everyone kept doing the same thing over and over, and eventually it breaks teams down, and I think we haven't got to that point in games like that or tonight.
Jay Bouwmeester's right. The effort's there. Some games are getting very good scoring chances. Other games, they're not getting, great scoring chances, as he said. But, you got to start putting the puck in the net. And the Blues just didn't do it last night or the night before against Chicago. And they've not been doing it for a while. Let's go ahead and go over the stats of this game. The Blues fall to 7-5-3. Predators improved to 5-5-3 and have been playing better over the last couple games. The shots on goal, the Blues had 24. The Predators had 28. Power play tends to still be an issue for the Blues, 0-2, but their penalty kill's been great, 0-5. Nashville wasn't the penalty on the power play, sorry. The faceoffs, 52% to 48%. They're not really dominating a lot of people on the faceoffs, but they're not also losing the faceoff battle. Let's go back over the goal summary. Schwartz got his third goal of the season, Tarasenko an assist, and Hutton makes 25 saves. Yarncroc for Nashville gets two goals, his second and third. Neil gets the goal, his fourth of the year. Forsberg gets an assist. Fisher gets an assist. Ribeiro gets an assist. And Irwin gets an assist for the Predators. And also a Pareko gets an assist on that Schwartz goal for the Blues. So where do we go from here, guys? In my mind, let's not panic. I wouldn't start changing things up a lot because, in my opinion, you need to have players that play together to form a bond so these guys know exactly where each other are. You may tweak some things from time to time, but the issue the Blues are having is this. The teams know that they're not scoring well. So what these teams are doing is putting 3 to 4 guys in the middle of the ice and having one guy out on the point, sometimes two. But the Blues are having to take shots from way, way out, and they're not getting rebounds. They don't have that big presence as a David Backes or Brouwer to go in there and push things around. Steen does his best. Some other guys do their best to get in there. And these teams know the Blues just don't have the physical presence right now to go in there and get those tough goals up in front of the net and, you know, be pushed around and still stay there. They're forcing the Blues to shoot the puck from way outside, close to the blue line a lot of times. And they're not getting quality shots. The shots are getting blocked. They're missing the goals. If the Blues can remedy that, guys, they're going to start scoring more goals. I will guarantee it. Hopefully they can come up with a new game plan to attack that defense that's been clogging up the middle of the ice and in front of the goal and start putting some pucks in the net. Let's hope that starts against Columbus on Saturday. You know, the Blues after that will come home for a decent homestand. Go see them. You know, they got to come out of this scoring slump sometime. Just a side note, guys. I'm going to be having a podcast with the Vegas Hockey Podcast, doing an interview with them, talking about the new Vegas hockey team, the name of the team, their approach to the draft, their approach to free agency, talking about the new arena, the way they did their season tickets, talking about their general manager, George McPhee, and I'll be posting that also. It was a great interview with Mark, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. But thanks again for joining me for this episode. You'll be hearing that other interview podcast with the Vegas Hockey Podcast coming up shortly this weekend, and we'll talk about that. Join me after the Columbus Blue Jackets podcast. Thanks again for listening in. Thanks again for downloading. I appreciate everybody out there. You guys have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great weekend. And remember, as I always say, just in life, as in hockey, stay out of trouble and stay out of the penalty box. Good night.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @officialthedrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.